This is Ted Kennedy. The right wing is gunning for the ABM treaty. Will Bob Dole go along in a moment? We'll find out on Face Off. Bob, I have the uneasy feeling that you may be doing the far right thing instead of the right thing on arms control. It's all because your presidential campaign is sputtering with the right wing. You're a moderate at heart, Bob. That's why Jack Kemp stole the show at the big conservative shindig last month. When the right-wingers see you, Bob, they see red. You raised taxes in 1982 and undid a third of President Reagan's tax cut. The far right doesn't exactly admire your gusto in attacking the president on Iran. So what'll you do on arms control, Bob? Will you read the ABM treaty as it's been read consistently for 15 years? Or will you go along with the right-wing scheme to create a loophole for Star Wars? The real Bob Dole would stand up and say a treaty's a treaty. What does candidate Bob Dole say?
Ted, in the middle of all that gobbledygook, you inadvertently stuck in a piece of good advice. Read the ABM treaty. And while you're at it, read the negotiating record and the Constitution, too. The president decides on the interpretation of a treaty. That's what the founding fathers, the Constitution, and the courts say. Not the Congress, not Ted Kennedy, not Bob Dole. It's the president's call. And one thing he has to consider when he makes it is whether the other side is complying. In fact, the Soviets have violated the ABM treaty, just as with every other arms control treaty they've signed. They continue to violate it today. So why don't you get off Ronald Reagan's back and start directing your criticism where it might do some good? At the Kremlin, which has been gunning down this treaty for years and will continue to do so until you start calling them on it. This is Senator Bob Dole. Do you want your stocks and pension funds taxed? You don't, but some Democrats do. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.